Ahava, blessings. Welcome to this episode of Embodying the Shekhinah. This podcast is here to support and guide us during these times of accelerating energy of awakening, of expansion, in order to embody, integrate, remember our soul essence. I am your host. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, a Reiki master, energy and sound alchemist. And in this episode, we are going to connect and receive the energies of this fiery, feisty, explosive, and expansive new moon in Aries. We are going into the lunar cycle of Nisan. And if you want to hear more about the energetics of this moon, please tune in to the episode that is the companion for this one. This is the sound activation. Sound activations are energetic transmissions. This is an energy healing. So I invite you and encourage you to take this time for yourself. Make sure that you are in a quiet, undisturbed space. If you would like to be laying down, that is perfect. You can also be seated. You really, all you need to do is be open to receive. We are going to call in beautiful frequencies to support us in our sovereignty, in our expansion, in our empowerment, and in our taking ownership of all aspects of our life. Basically, everything that Aries is. Aries is the spiritual warrior, the leader, very, very fiery energy. And because of the retrogrades, there is extra oomph to this one. So don't forget to tune into the episode where I break down the energies. If you are listening to this while driving or operating heavy machinery, please don't try to meditate. Please be safe. Just make sure you can really create a sacred container around yourself and that you're not doing anything that requires your full attention, because you may fall asleep. That's perfectly normal. That means your guides need you out so they can do their work. You may yawn. You may astral travel. You may feel tingling. You may all of a sudden an old memory may come in. Whatever comes in is exactly what you need in this moment for you to heal and for you to expand. So just trust the journey. Long deep breathing. You can have an eye pillow or an eye mask. The other thing is, I do encourage you to light some incense. If you like to burn a little bit of rosemary, that would be beautiful. Lavender. The other thing is to light a candle, and that would be really nice, because it allows us to really create sacredness around this experience. If you are listening to this on iHeartRadio, please switch off to another platform. iHeartRadio has the nasty habit of cutting into the body of episodes at inopportune times with advertisements, and we do not need or want squirrely energy. So please go to a platform that does not do that. You can listen for free on my website, sophianiccreation.com/podcasts with an S. And you can take a listen as many times as you want for free on there. You can also, I think Spotify doesn't cut in with advertisements. Samsung and Apple Podcasts are also pretty good about that, to my knowledge. But please know your platform. And if you notice that that's what they do, please go somewhere where it's not going to happen. Again, this is an energetic transmission. There is energetic reconfiguring that is happening in our field when we do these energy, these sound activations, these energy healings. So please be mindful. And without further ado, let's get rolling on the sound activation for this new lunar cycle, this new moon in Aries. Here we go with the fire. Long, deep breathing. As I begin by calling in the directions, beginning with the direction of the north, the element of air, the Ruhau, I call upon the Ruhau to bring us clarity, wisdom, focus, discernment, teach us the wisdom of the air, purify our thoughts and our words. I call on Archangel Raphael, healer of mind and body. I call in your healing energy, asking that you fill our beings with the breath of life and nourish our spirits with the gentle breeze. Bless us with inspiration, with mental clarity, as I call on El Shaddai to activate the power of the word within us. I call in the direction of the south, the element of water, the Maya. I call upon beyond the Maya and the Mayim and the Shemayim, the higher and the lower waters of creation, to flow through us, nurturing, nourishing, purifying our hearts and our womb spaces. Teach us the wisdom of water. Teach us ease, flow, bless us with healing. The purification and the activation of our hearts and our womb spaces. I call on Archangel Gabriel, bringer of intuition and emotional clarity. I call in your compassionate energy, asking that you bless us with deep intuition, allowing us to align more deeply with our inner knowing, cleansing our field of any distortions, blessing us with healing, blessing us with ease, flow, abundance, fertility, creation. I call on El Shaddai to activate the divine feminine codes within us. I call in the direction of the east, the element of fire, the Nukhra. I call upon the Nukhra to burn clean what is stagnant and dense in our energy fields, alchemizing and transmuting it into light. Teach us the wisdom of fire. Teach us the wisdom of temperance. Teach us the wisdom of alchemy, transformation, transmutation. I call on Archangel Uriel, keeper of the fire, illuminator of truth. I call in your fiery energy, asking that you align us with truth. Bless us with courage, strength, confidence, fortitude, hope, courage. I call on El Shaddai to activate the Huba within us, the sacred flame of holy desire, desire that is in alignment with the soul, aligning us with mission, with purpose, so we may walk our path with courage and strength. I call upon the direction of the west, the element of earth, the Arha. I call on the Arha to bring us grounding, stability, safety, protection, security. Teach us the wisdom of the earth, of the lands upon which we walk. Allow us to live in greater reverence and harmony with the earth, activating the ley lines and the vortices beneath our feet as we aid humanity and Gaia in this ascension journey. I call upon Archangel Michael, protector of the earth. I call in your protective energy. Ground us in your strength, in your courage. Shield us with your mighty power. Allow the blue flame to purify our energy fields, the energy field of our home, and to set up a barrier of divine protection, of healing. I call on El Shaddai to purify our physical vessels, blessing our creations. I call upon the Shekhinah, the Holy Spirit, the divine feminine presence, allowing her golden light to begin streaming in into our field, as I call on all of our guides, the angels and archangels of the highest frequencies of unconditional love, to be here with us. I call in the energies of the spring equinox and of this eclipse and new moon in the sign of Aries. I call in the He and the Dalit, the Aramaic frequencies that created Mars, the ruler of Aries, and Aries. I call in the Hathors, the Pleiadian frequencies of healing. I call in our star brothers and sisters, Arcturians, Lemurians, Sirians, Andromedans, light beings known and unknown, who guide us. I call on Mary Magdalene Kala Mashiha and Yeshua Mashiha, beloveds who hold the divine union template. I call in Mother Mary, Grandmother Anna, and her violet flame, Saratamar, divine child of Yeshua and Mary Magdalene, light beings of the Desert Rose lineage. I call on Alaha, divine mother, father, God, goddess, to be here with us, knowing that the divine is only a breath away. Breathing deeply into your body. Allowing the golden light of Shekhinah to begin streaming into the heter, the crown. Allowing yourself the space to feel your connection with the divine. Feel your infinite oneness. As we strengthen our connection to the Divine Mother, Father, to the celestial realms, clearing away distortions, illusions, anywhere we have felt disconnected from the divine, allowing those stories, those fears, those doubts, to be surrendered into the golden light. As we bring the golden light of Shekhinah into the Chokhmah, to the right of your right ear, and the Bina, the Sefirot to the left of the left ear, activating the third eye, allowing our intuition to open, to flow. Clearing away the veils and any attachments we hold to being right, any attachments we hold to old stories, patterns, karmas, limiting beliefs, and anywhere that we have given our power of sight, of knowing, of feeling, of intuition over to anything, anyone outside of us. Bringing these contracts up as we allow them to be complete, removing them from our field, be it known, unknown, conscious, unconscious, subconsciously, that we entered into these agreements. Allow the golden light to alchemize what no longer serves. Breathing the golden light as we feel this upper triangle activated. And from the Bina, from your left side, breathe the golden light into the Gevura to the right of your right shoulder, envisioning this Sefirot fired up with golden light. And then move that light, that golden energy, to the left of your left shoulder, activating the Hesed and the Gevura. Clearing your throat, clearing any gag orders from the throat chakra, any vows of silence, any religious vows, religious ordinations that we have taken on in this lifetime or others, anywhere that we have given our power of authentic expression over to anyone, anything outside of us, allow these to be dissolved by the golden light. As we strengthen our connection to our voice, to our expression, to the authentic expression of our soul through the voice, breathing the golden light into this sephirot. From the Gevura, from your left shoulder, bring the golden light into the Tiferet, into the heart. Allowing the heart, the beautiful heart, to expand in love, in grace, in compassion, in gratitude. Resentments, any grievances, to be soothed by the golden light of Shekhinah, so we may know that we are love. All is love. Breathe the golden light into these spaces as we allow the golden light to dissolve the walls. From receiving the infinite love of the divine. Allow your heart to open and expand, receiving the infinite love of the divine Mother Father. Aloha. Into the heart space. As we feel the golden light expanding, infusing every sephirot, from the Heter, the Chochmah, the Bina, the Hesed, the Gevura, and the Tiferet, infusing them all with infinite light, with a golden energy of the sun, of the most brilliant light of love. Allowing the golden light to begin to flow into the Netzach, to the right. right side of your waist area and to the hood to the left. As we activate the solar plexus, activating the sacred I Am, the Inanna, the union of the higher self, the soul you, and the body. Strengthening your sovereignty, your empowerment, knowing that you are whole, complete unto yourself, strengthening your confidence. Healing our relationship with power. So we may know that true power is a mastery over the lesser self. It is the ego surrendered to the soul. Allowing the soul to guide us. And any hooks, any stuck energy, any cords, any attachments, in the solar plexus, allow the golden light to dissolve these, returning to sender any and all energy that is not ours, as we call our energy back to us. And anywhere that we have given our power away to anything, anyone outside of us, calling your power to you, and any agreements entered into to give away our power, we now cancel, clear, and delete, allowing the golden light to alchemize these agreements. Be they entered into consciously, unconsciously, subconsciously, knowingly or unknowingly. Allow the golden light to clear them from your field. So you may rest in your sovereignty, in your self-mastery. Radiating confidence. Sovereign, bring this golden light even more strongly into these sephirots. From the hood on your left side, envision the golden light beginning to stream into the yesod, into the sacred waters of your womb space. Allowing the waters of your womb to become depression, from actualizing our passion, our purpose, our manifestations, our creation energy. Allow the golden light to alchemize these as we bring in the pure light of creation into the sacred waters of the Yesod. So we may birth and activate the seeds of manifestation in alignment with our soul. As we dissolve any contracts, any agreements entered into to give away our sexual creative power to anything outside of us, anyone. Calling our energy to us, returning to sender any energies that are not ours. As we surrender any and all contracts entered into, religious vows, marital vows, betrothals, allowing them to be cleared from our field, from our wombs. From the waters of the Yesod into the Mahut. Clearing away from the root chakra. Any programs of scarcity, of lack, any limitations, anywhere we don't feel safe. Anywhere we do not feel connected to our bodies, to our physical incarnation, anywhere we have trouble grounding. Allow the golden light of Shekhinah to gently remove all that is not in alignment with you feeling safe, protected, supported, fully grounded, comfortable and safe in your body. In your incarnation. As we breathe the golden light into the Mahut, grounding through our feet, envisioning all these sephirot activated. The Heter, Chochma Bina, Hesed Gevura, Tiferet, Chod Netzach, Yesod Malchut. As we bring our awareness once again to the waters of the Yesod, and in your sacred waters, envision an umbilical cord of golden light forming. begin making its way through your energy and physical body, connecting you to the Earth Star Chakra, to the fifth dimensional light grid of Gaia. Feel the earth beneath you, the strength, the abundance, the plenitude of Gaia, as we bring our energetic umbilical cord of golden light through the layers of earth, through the aquifers, through the layers of rock and sand, until your golden umbilical cord reaches the crystalline womb space of Gaia. Allow yourself to connect to Pachamama, to Mother Gaia. Feel the pulsing of her crystalline womb. Allowing ourselves to clear and let go of any dense energy we hold, any pain, any heartache, any loss, any programs. If it's a limiting belief, if it's dense, it's a hucha. So allow the hucha to be alchemized by Pachamama into Sami, into light. Surrendering all that doesn't serve us as we feel our connection to Gaia, her love, her support, her strength. And as we surrender, we begin receiving a diamond light from within Gaia's crystalline womb. Allow this diamond light, this brilliant diamond light, to begin intertwining with your golden umbilical cord of light, beginning to bring this energy upwards through the layers of earth, through the aquifers, into your energy and physical bodies. The golden light of Shekhinah and the crystalline diamond light of Gaia. Activating every Sefirot, Malchut, Yesod, Chod Netzach, Tiferet, Hesed Gevura, Chochma Bina, into the Heter and beyond. As our energy field is filled with a diamond light, with the crystalline energy of Gaia and the golden light of Shekhinah, allowing these two frequencies to come into the Yesod, forming a magenta flame, into the heart, forming a turquoise golden flame, activating the heart and high heart at the same times, as we bring these energies into the third eye to form a violet flame, envisioning yourself within the turquoise gold flame at the heart space, uniting all duality, all polarities within us, unifying the heavenly celestial realms, the golden light of Shekhinah and the crystalline diamond light of Gaia within the turquoise flame. And within this turquoise flame, you envision your body cocooned within. Allowing the turquoise golden flame to alchemize and transmute, to strengthen and activate your entire being. Drawing our spirit guides close. We open to receive. ourselves begin to come. Into ourselves within the turquoise golden flame of our hearts. Feeling your body begin to take shape as we give thanks. Bringing yourself slowly to expand beyond the turquoise gold flame in your heart space to fill every muscle, every organ, every cell, bone, hair, and marrow with the infinite light of your soul. Thank you for joining me for this sound activation. Don't forget to tune in to the episode where I speak of the energies of this new moon in Aries. It's very intense. Make sure you take the time to ground, nourish yourself, drink plenty of water, journal, pay attention to your dreams. This moon is about initiation. What are we beginning? What are we initiating? How are we aligning more with our power, with our sovereignty? Allowing our soul to lead and guide us. If you enjoy this, give this a share, a like, subscribe, all the things, a 5-star review on the podcast platform that you listen to this on. I would really appreciate that, and it would really help this show reach more people, which I would love to have happen. If you would like to hunt me down, so to speak, on social media, you can find me at Aurea Lara on YouTube, where I share longer format videos on the energies, sharing mantras, sound activations, meditations, all kinds of lovely things to support us. And you can also find me on social media, on Instagram, at Embodying the Shekhinah and at Aurea Lara. That is all linked in the show notes. Wishing you a blessed new moon in Aries. This is a new beginning. We are in the portal of bringing in, we're in the phase of the year where we're bringing in more light. So let's make the most of this and really embody our power, embody our soul, and allow the soul